Relax your belly. Allow your breath to drop to your belly. With each breath you take in, you are more relaxed, and your belly is expanding like a balloon. Your rib cage expands as you inhale. And simply notice if how you normally breathe is not like this, then just allow your awareness to drop to your breath and your belly. Continue to relax the belly. And just allow your nervous system to remember how you're supposed to breathe. So as you exhale, your belly becomes flat. And allow yourself to open your mouth. As you inhale and exhale, as you start to reset your less than optimal breathing pattern. You're not supposed to open your mouth to breathe in and out all the time. But as you're resetting, do follow your impulse. After a few deep breaths, you may find that your breathing is more easeful and deep. And you may even yawn or pass gas or burp, and that's all good. And now you can close your mouth and breathe slowly through the nose. And make sure your phone is switched off, and make sure you feel safe and you won't be disturbed in the following 30 to 40 minutes. And have your tissue available, because you may also tear, and that's a good release. As a piece of tissue available, or a box of tissue, you never know. And if you have a favorite essential oil blend, you can also have that available. It's optional whether you have your eyes closed or not. If you don't feel like closing your eyes, you can just have your eyes cast down and just let it be, let your eyes be relaxed, and it may be just resting on a certain point in front of you. And you are using minimal effort around your eyes. In fact, the muscles around your eyes are so relaxed that you really don't want to open your eyes or don't want to use your eyes. And you turn your attention inward. And now imagine that you are not alone in this exercise. You are joined by many, many others, like-minded people. Across time and space. Who have the intention to send positive wishes to people in the world, and who have the intention to manifest and express their highest potential. You are joining hands with them, and they are so happy to be your witness and partner in manifesting and expressing your highest potential. And you continue to use your breath to strengthen your core. You can put one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart. And with each breath, not only are you strengthening your belly and heart, you're strengthening the center. Imagine there's a center line connecting from your crown all the way to your root, connecting all the seven chakras, seven energy vortexes. You look around, you're connected with all these new friends, old and new friends, who are doing the same as you do. You can now also lightly tap the top of your crown and then your sternum. That means your heart area in the center. And just tap a few times your head and your heart. This may make you release even more, like yawning or tearing, that's all good. And again, be aware of your belly and your core, and how safe you are. You're supported by gravity. Very, very safe that you feel. You may want to keep in the seated position so that you don't fall asleep, but if you do need to lie down, just meet the needs of your body. And continue to Breathe and allow your spine to loosen. The back of your neck to relax. Shoulders relaxed. As you give the command for your body to relax, the whole room of people also relax because you are connected. And it's so easy when everybody is doing the same thing. It's just so much easier. And now you allow a golden light to send down, to be sent down from above you and coming through your crown. And if you see the light to be another color or multicolors, it's fine too. It will have to be what is best for you now. And allow this healing and balancing light to come through you slowly. So as it passes through your crown, the top of your head to the middle, the head, your entire brain, and your jaws, cheeks, neck, it continues to relax and balance you. And it continues to relax and balance your entire torso, especially your shoulders, your arms now, your fingers. You may even feel tingly. And your heart feels open, and your chest even more open, together with your deep breaths, and your spine, your rib cage, all your internal organs. You can see that they are like bouncing with energy. So much energy. And the healing light continues to pass through your pelvic area, your groin, your thighs, your calves, your feet and toes. So your entire body. It's so alive and relaxed at the same time. This light goes beyond your physical body, physical boundaries. It is actually enveloping you in like a golden cocoon. And so you're bathed in this transparent, healing, uplifting light. And as light carries information, this light carries love, unconditional love. And as such, all your fears, worries, are simply illuminated, transformed, transmuted. Just as when you light a candle in a dark room, as you light yourself up not just with one small candle. It's like the entire sun is within you. The sun without any harmful rays, just the goodness of sun. From the higher non-dual realm. So you're absolutely safe and you're feeling fully alive. And all your DNA strands are vibrating at the highest vibrational frequencies. As now you're aware that you're much more than the boundaries of your physical body, you know that you're at one with the entire ocean of vibrations of consciousness. So you look around and you feel an even deeper sense of connection with everyone. You're connecting with them not just as your ego self, but as soul. And your heart, it's so open. Yeah, it's the feeling when you pet a baby, or your dog or a cat. Yeah, it's just so innate. Your innate empathy, your innate impulse to nurture, to love, is fully activated through your heart. And as such, your heart is connected with all the hearts in the room. You're beating one heart. You're sharing one mind. And you're connected at the source, at the creator. Some may call God, whatever feels right for you. So you're connected at that highest level where you know all of us are connected. And you know that there is a part of you that comes from there, that is within you. Now it's connected through your heart. Yeah, as if there's a golden cord connecting your heart to this source. So it's effortless for you to expand your awareness in this way, that at once you're aware of you as how you identify you in this life, but also you as your highest version from the Creator. So now bring into your mind, your mind's eye, someone you wish to bless. Perhaps it's someone who is struggling with an illness. Perhaps it's someone who has some abnormal growth. And you, from the Creator's eye, can see how it is part of the perfect plan. And from the source, you send this person unconditional love. And in your heart and your belly, knowingly, lovingly, you know that your command, your prayer, your blessing is done. That this person is healed. This person is at the optimal health in every way. You see that growth melting, melted, dissolved in no time. Because time does not exist from the source. It is linear only in the third dimension. So in your knowing, in your gut, you know that your will is being done. It will follow earth time, but your command is heard. And so you see this person in perfect health, in perfect form, at their prime. If this person is you, that's very good too. And allow you in your mind's eye to receive this blessing. And you look around and you see all those same-minded souls are sharing your wishes. So this person in the middle of the circle is receiving all the blessings. All the love. And your heart is so full of joy knowing that this is done. And now allow your mind to show you another person who can use some blessings. It could be one person, it could be a group. Perhaps it's a family member or a friend. Now that you know how easy and effortless it is to give your command to manifest, very easily from the connection from your heart to the source. You can make your wishes known. Do you know someone who has financial struggle? Perhaps who is working too hard? Someone who is in fear? Who does not allow themselves to stop and rest? Send them a beam of light, perhaps a pink or green light, from your heart through the source. Because your heart is simply receiving and channeling continuous unconditional love and blessings. So you have limitless love and blessings to give to this person. And you see that this person, again, is in the middle of this circle, and everybody is doing the same to him or her. And this person is receiving the shower of love and a shower of trust in the source. And this person, just like you and the group, now understands in their belly, deep in their knowing, in the physical body, the belly, and in the bones, deep in the knowing that they can trust. They can trust. So abundance, resources will flow through them, will be available to them. In fact, you see this person right now knowing that abundance, money, resources are available now. Whatever they need is available. Just like air. They simply can open their mouth and breathe in, take it all in, as when they need. So you see them being joyful, happy, with open arms, receiving abundance. You are so happy for them. And you feel they so deserve it. They so deserve it. And you see that your group of friends looking at you and saying this to you, you so deserve it. And you open your arms, you open your heart, and you take it all in. as you're connected to the source, you're connected to the realm of creation, the realm of limitless possibilities. So whatever you focus on is right here, manifested. So all you need is just open your arms and embrace it. And so you wish everyone who is in the illusion of lack gets this, get this, and you see them getting it now. You see them getting it and embracing the flow of abundance right now. You also bring in your awareness, perhaps a decision maker, a particular one that comes to mind first. Perhaps you want this person to make better decisions, to connect with the source, with love. You see that this person is just like you. It's capable of both fear and love. But as this person positions him or her in the circle, everyone's high vibration, everyone's love is now raising this person's vibrations. Everyone is resonating at the highest and most harmonious frequencies. So you see, not just this leader, you can bring in all the leaders that you want in the world. And let them bathe in the healing light. That you are in. Let them be in the circle. In fact, you are one of the most important leaders in the world. You lead your life, and your decisions matter. So the whole room is now filled with leaders. And everyone is bathed in this ever-expanding light, being embraced and supported by this sphere of light. allow your awareness to expand and include children, the young people, allow yourself to feel their pain, their worry, their anxiety. What kind of a world are we creating and leaving behind for them? So from your heart, from your belly, as you breathe, you acknowledge their same need as you to feel safe, to feel nurtured. And from your heart, you bless them all. Perhaps there is one or two or a few particular young people, person that you want to send your love and blessing to, and you can do so now. You can see them being fully acknowledged, valued for their unique talents, and you let them know that you don't need to achieve anything. You are enough. You are enough. Be yourself. Perhaps your mind's eye lets you see that one of the children is actually you, the inner you, the inner child. Perhaps she or he really wants and have been waiting to hear this. And you say again from your heart, you are enough. I love you. Let that really sink in. I love you. And see that the whole room of people saying that to you. I love you. You are enough. Take a deep breath and let that sink in. Let that become you. Let that rest in your belly and your bones. I am enough. So now you see this sense of self-love and trust spreading to everyone, to all the leaders, to all who are suffering, send this across time and space to your ancestors. To those who need to hear it. Across time and space. To everyone. You are enough. You are loved. You are unique. Just be you. And your love is so filled with love. Your heart is so filled with love. Your body is vibrating love, joy, peace. And from this, you are really in awe of everyone's love, everyone's uniqueness, perfection. You cannot see any need to change them because you see them as who they really are. And from the Creator's eye, you can see the perfection of what has happened, the sequence of happenings, the manner of happening. You accept everything. And finally, you send your same blessings to all animals who are suffering. Perhaps those animals that are struggling in the forest fire. All the beings that are affected by our environmental change. And everyone who is affected by war, by natural disasters. Everyone who really needs clarity. Who is not aware how much better they can feel. Out of your loyalty to all humanity. You may have felt guilty. You may have not allowed yourself to manifest and live a better life than those who are suffering. But now, as you can hold your space from the Creator's eye, can continue to send them unconditional love. Allow the download of unconditional love to flow to them. You can also allow them to exercise their free will to choose when and how they receive the light. From your vantage point, you can see they too are perfect. Whatever they choose, or whatever that seems unfortunate, is still part of the perfect plan. Perhaps the plan is for you and for a whole room of like-minded souls to practice compassion and empathy. It's for us all to exercise our innate ability, capacity to love. So as such, you are neutral. You are at peace. Just allow that neutrality to become you. To be part of your bones, part of every cell. Your loving neutrality. And from the Creator's eyes, you have the wisdom to see all the sufferings in your everyday world is but an illusion, is part of the curriculum that you have signed up for, is what inspires you, motivates you to love. There's nothing more you need to do. There's nothing you need to achieve. Knowing that you are enough, your only job is to practice how to love. How to joyfully love. How to be joy and be love. So with your heart full of love, full of joy, once again you bless everyone in the room. And all beings, you understand without doubt that you're never alone. You're joined by so many like-minded souls, and you are guided and protected by higher beings that you may not notice in your everyday awareness. But now you are very clear of their presence. And you understand you can always ask for guidance. And all you need to do is to come back to your center. Whatever storm outside, you can always come home to your center. And you are always the eye of the storm. You always know how to be the eye of the storm. And once again, see yourself in a cocoon of that golden light or whatever light that you want it to be. You see that you can walk around with this intelligent shield, and this shield is helping you to keep your vibration high and in harmony, reminding you your innate connection to the source. And the shield also, as a result, by keeping your vibration high, any collective projections, any negative thought forms, energies, intentions will simply bounce off from your auric field. And you also feel that you are securely connected to the earth, to the center of the earth, from your root. So like a battery, from both ends connected, feel energized, vital, safe, in the flow, aligned. And this is going to be your new normal. And this is right now your default. So it is. So allow your breath to be felt. Feel your belly and your breath. Feel your physical home, your body. With each breath you take in, you're affirming, you're saying yes to life, to love, to what you have just sent out and what you have just received. With each breath in and out, you affirm. You affirm this perfect give and take cycle through your breath. allow your awareness to come back to where you are, and you may gently stretch your arms, perhaps your legs, like waking up in the morning. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. You can place one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, and fully receive and integrate what you have just experienced.